evening, Family Worship Center. How are you this evening? How are you doing today, Family Worship Center? That's more like it. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you, all of our family and our guests. Welcome to the Family Worship Center here in beautiful downtown in Newcastle, Pennsylvania. So a couple of announcements. Folks, there's a lot of stuff happening here at the Family Worship Center. Probably the most important stuff we're doing is happening on Wednesday nights. Wednesday night, 6 o'clock, we are going deeper and deeper into the Word of God. The beautiful thing that's happening is there is just some teaching that's happening from Pastor Chris's heart. And this is the not-for-prime-time teaching. This is stuff you're getting that's special right to family. So I encourage you to come, bring your questions, bring your Bible, bring your pencils. There's a great, we prayed for about an hour-ish before where we're just setting a great atmosphere. Pastor Chris teaches for about an hour or so. The other thing to talk about that I just want to bring out, we have a lot of different ways now that we can give here at the Family Worship Center. We don't talk about money much because if God's given us the mission, he's going to give us the financing. I believe that full well. So I don't beg for money. We don't ask for money. But money is a way that you can actually participate in our ministry. It's a way that you can minister. So we have baskets up front here. If you come with a tithe and an offering, put it there. The other thing that's really amazing, we have an app. We have an app out there now that you can actually go ahead, log in. You get all of our, all of our church information. Dan, what is that app?
If you go out in the lobby, there's a couple signs up. You can just scan it with your phone and Android phone or Apple phone, or look up Family Worship Center dash PA.
It's an awesome app. There's a Bible on there. It talks about, you can also find past services. So if there's a word Pastor Chris gave and you can't quite remember that great thought, that great concept he came up with, go back and listen to it. So it's an awesome opportunity. And here's the best part. It's free. We all like free apps, right? So folks, we just, a lot going on here. Once again, we welcome over a guest. Psalm 145 says, men shall speak of the power of your awesome acts, and I will tell of your greatness. They shall eagerly utter the memory of your abundant goodness and will shout joyfully at your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and merciful. Friends, we serve an amazing God. We serve a God that is so powerful. We serve a God that has sent his son Jesus to die for us so that his name is above everything. The name of Jesus is above COVID. It's above depression. It's above sickness. It's above everything. So when we come today to worship, I really feel that there's a river flowing in here right now in the Spirit. I want you just to dig deep and feel the fresh water of the Spirit. Pray and praise God like you've never had. This is your night. This is your night. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now for this night. Lord, we give you the glory, the praise, and the honor that is due you. For Lord, we release our worship team, Father, for they are Judah. They go before us in this time of battle. So Father, we pray that you open up the heavens, that you open up our mouths and praise. For if we do not praise, the very rocks and stones will. So Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and praise, for you are almighty. And Father, we lift up this service into the precious name of Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen and hallelujah.
Reducing celebration, breaking into freedom. You're the song of our hearts. We cast aside our shadows, trust you with our sorrows. You're the song of our hearts. Dancing to the rhythm of your heart, rising from the ashes to the stars. You're the joy, 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 lighting my soul. The joy, 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 making me whole. Though I'm broken, I'm running into your arms. Love, love. Whoa, 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 reignite us. You're the song of our hearts. The dark is just a canvas for your grace and brightness. You're the song of our hearts. We're dancing to the rhythm of your heart. We're rising from the ashes to the stars. We're the joy, 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 light in my soul. Joy, 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 making me whole. Joy, 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 lighting my soul. The joy, 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 making me whole. Though I'm broken, I'm running into your arms of love. Whoa, 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 whoa. Hey, whoa, 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 whoa. In the shadows, in the sorrows, in the desert, where the pain is, where the constant, ever present, you're the song of my heart. In the shadows, in the sorrows, in the desert, where the pain is, where the constant, ever present, you're the song of my heart. You're the joy, 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 light in my soul. The joy, 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 making me whole. Though I'm broken, I'm running into your arms of love. You're the joy, 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 light in my soul. The joy, 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 making me whole. Though I'm broken, I'm running into your arms. But you're the joy. You're the joy, 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 light in my soul. The joy, 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 making me whole. Though I'm broken, I'm running into your arms of love, into your arms.
Oh, praise God. Just want to encourage you, however you want to worship, if you want to dance, if you want to jump up and down, it doesn't really matter. It's between you and God. If you want to lay on the floor and before him, you want to clap your hands, you want to raise your hands, but I encourage you to just reach out to him tonight.
The greatest day in history. Death is beaten, you have rescued me. Sing it out, Jesus is alive. The empty cross, the empty grave. Life eternal, you have won the day. Shout it out, Jesus is alive. He's alive. Face to face, I am yours, Jesus, you are mine. Empty joy, perfect peace, earthly pain finally will cease. Celebrate, Jesus is alive.
Oh, he's alive!
He's alive! Away. Oh, happy day. darkness when hope was restored. Where was despair when my Lord God sent his Lord? Where was defeat when the Lord took a breath? When he stood in the power by the grave that he left? Nowhere.
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 Nowhere is to be when my King resurrects. Nowhere. Sorrows when dry bones arose, and where was the pain when the sick touched the road? And where was disgrace when the King laid to rest the stronghold of sin by the grace he possessed? Nowhere.
Worthy of everything.
greatest song we could ever sing. Worthy of all the praise we could ever bring. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. Holy, there is no one like you. There is none beside you. Open up my eyes. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath that we ever breathe. We live for you. We live for you. Holy, there is none but like you. There is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder. Show me who you are and fill me with your heart and lead me in your good thoughts around me. I will build my life upon your love. It is a firm foundation. I will put my trust in you alone, and I will not be shaken. I will build my life upon your love. It is a firm foundation. I will put my trust in you. Beside you, open up my eyes in wonder. Show me who you are and fill me with your heart and lead me in your love to those
holy.
Holy, there is no one like you. There is no one beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder and show me who you are and fill me with your heart and lead me in your love to those who surround me. I will build my life upon your love. It is a firm foundation. I will put my trust in you alone, and I will not be shaken.
I will put my trust. shaken, hallelujah. Lord, we stand upon you alone, God. And I won't be shaken. You're my strong tower. You're my strength, God. We come to you, Lord. Where my hope is. Where my strength is. Hallelujah. You're my strong tower. Oh, you're my healing, God. Come on, hallelujah, saints. Come on, hallelujah. He's my healer. Come on. Kelly, come on over here. Hallelujah. Come on, I want you to grab somebody's hand right now. Hallelujah. Tonight we're going to pray, hallelujah, as a body. We're going to pray, hallelujah, for some of our members, hallelujah, that have suffered too long. Come on, amen. They have suffered too long. Hallelujah. There's been some of these ones, hallelujah. I declare in Joyce's life tonight. I declare in Karen's life tonight. I declare, hallelujah, in our brother's Tom life. God, Lord, we pray that they be released, hallelujah, out of this place of sickness, God. We come together, hallelujah, in the name above all names. We come gathered together, God, without ceasing, without stopping, hallelujah, that we have faith in the God, hallelujah, who's faithful. So tonight, God, we release by faith, hallelujah. We release it tonight into those households, into the bodies, hallelujah. Touch them in the mighty name, the matchless name of Jesus. And we give you glory.
Thank you, God.
We give you glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come on. Hallelujah. God, I will build. And
I will build my life upon your love. It is a firm foundation.
It is my foundation.
I will put my trust in you alone. And I will not be shaken.
One more time, yeah.
I will build my life upon your love. It is a
then you have confidence to know, hallelujah, he's my foundation. I cannot be shaken, hallelujah. Though the winds blow, hallelujah. Though the rains fall, hallelujah. We shall not be shaken, hallelujah. Those that are in Christ, hallelujah. He's my strong tower, amen. Come on, hallelujah. Come on, tell somebody. The enemy can't have my joy. The only way he can have it is if I give it to him. And I ain't giving him my joy. The only way that he can have my strength is if I give it to him. The only way he can have my strength is if I give it to him. Because God gave it to me. He don't take back things. He don't take it back. He's given everything's in him. Tell someone I ain't giving it back. I ain't giving it back. And in that I can't be shaken. Children may go to their classes.
Before you tonight, Lord God, we just lift up your holy name. Hallelujah. Father, there is no one like you, none beside you. Father God, you care about every little thing, Lord God. You care about our hearts, Lord God. You care about our families, Lord God. You care about our loved ones, Lord God. Those that are sick, Lord God, you care, Lord God. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, that we have settled ourselves tonight, Lord God, to seek your face and to hear from you tonight, Lord. Hear from you, Lord God. We thank you for our pastor, Lord God. We ask, Lord God, you just strengthen him tonight as he pours forth the word, Lord God. Let it come forth, Lord God, mightily, Lord God. Let it pierce our hearts, Lord God, that we will be forever changed. Hallelujah. That we will be changed and renewed and refreshed, Lord God, in your presence. Father, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for our praise team. We thank you for the ones ushering us in, Lord God. We thank you for our children, Lord God. Hallelujah. And Lord God, we thank you for those online that are listening. We pray, Lord God, that you touch their hearts tonight, Lord God. Minister to them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Come on, church. Say thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank Lord. For, Lord, you are great and mighty. Thank you, God. Thank you for working. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So we give our lives unto you, an offering in the name of Jesus. We thank you for tonight, Lord God. Have your way in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Listen, she almost didn't make it tonight. She was headed to the car, and before she got to the car, her feet went out from underneath her. And she hit the ground hard, so I just pray complete strength upon her. Amen. She had her pants were wet because of the snow. So I'm glad she's here. You glad she's here? I say by the end of this service, hallelujah, God's going to touch her body. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, say God, touch her body. Amen. Thank you, praise team. Thank you. I appreciate you. Hallelujah. I love the new song. It goes along with what I'm saying, that we've been talking about this, that listen, how many of you guys know that God builds upon a pattern? Yes, sir. It's not my pattern. It's his pattern. Amen. Come on. Amen. Yep. And God builds it upon his pattern. Hallelujah. And it's him. Say it's Jesus. He is that pattern. Hallelujah. The infallible. He cannot build it on anything else. So here's what I mean. Sometimes, say sometimes. We try to build outside of the pattern. Come on. Sometimes I try to build it in my pain. Sometimes I try to build it in my hurts. Sometimes I try to build things outside of him, and I can't do it. Is that good? Thanks, praise team. Right. Hey, so listen, there was a preacher, kind of like me, and he had a cord. Kind of looked like a leash because he kept going around and it would follow him. Come on, you remember how they had the cords and they, I can't imagine that with me. Come on, I'd be in trouble. But it followed him around her. And at that time, there was a little girl sitting in the front row. And as she sat there, she watched him and he's exciting. And listen, I'm not a dead preacher. Come on, amen. Come on, I'm excited. You know why? Because of Jesus, hallelujah. That's why I'm excited, hallelujah, for what he's done for me. So this little girl was in the midst of an exciting preacher that was fired up for Jesus, and she didn't know how to take it. And she looked to her mommy, and she says, Mommy, if he breaks that leash, is he going to bite me? Tell your neighbor, he's not going to bite you. But I pray the Lord touches you tonight, amen? So tonight we're going to take the name of this message, ready? Tell everybody what, Randy, what it is. It's called One Thing. Say one thing. Say it again. One thing. Come on, one thing. And I just want to share this with you tonight. We'll see where we get tonight. Brother Dale said, Wednesday nights, man, there was more people here Wednesday night than there was here tonight. I think so. Amen. I by the time I got done with worship, we got done worshiping, I turned around and said, what? Where'd everybody come from? You get caught up. So God was really touching some people. So I'm glad they were touched, and I hope that you could come and be blessed. Amen. So God's doing something, and just like I want you to see, there's a pattern, and this is powerful because we can look at the church. We're talking about, I've been talking about, Acts and about the Acts of the church. Amen. And that we are to continue to keep going. Tell someone, keep going. We're to carry the acts of the Lord, hallelujah, be demonstrations of God Almighty. So here's where these demonstrations in the Bible that were the demonstration that they began to resemble, come on, amen, they began to carry the characteristics of Jesus. Come on, amen. They began to act like them, talk like them. They were the very expression. It was what Jesus declared, hallelujah, that there were going to be many sons, that there began to be a kingdom invasion. The reality of God was beginning to multiply. Say multiply. It was getting outside of the church, hallelujah. It was getting outside of them and beginning to touch others around them. And we begin to see the pattern of what took place with these ones and the miracles that they, the signs and wonders that was demonstrated. And there were some things that they did, and I want you to see this. These were their lives. These were their lives. This is what their lives represented. This is what came out of them. And this is what they began to do. And it says in Acts 2:47, I'll jump up here and I'll say before that, and it says, and all they believed, say they believed. That's the number one thing, that I need to believe him. I need to trust what he says. That's truth.
If you have a hard time trusting, I want you to, we got to open ourselves up to God. That we build this relationship with God, that you begin to trust God. Because I'm going to tell you right now, you can never follow Him unless you trust Him. You can never do what God asks you to do until you trust Him beyond what you think. It's kind of like when Peter was asked to walk on the water. See, his mind said there's no way, but he trusted Jesus greater than what he felt. Say, it's greater than what you feel. See, something was happening with him, and God was beginning to transform him. I'm going to say this, and I feel this. Listen, God does not conform you, but he transforms you. See, the world conforms you, come on, to an image. Tries to conform you to an image, to whatever that is. Whatever people see you, that's all they accept you as. Come on, if you failed, there's sometimes some people, that's all they'll let you ever be is a failure. If you've been an addict, that's all they'll ever accept you is an addict. If you had trust, whatever that might be, but I'm here to tell you, listen, see, God begins to transform you. Where does he do that? He begins to do that from the inside and begins to work it to the outside. He begins to transform you inside. He begins to work within you. Hallelujah. He's doing a good thing. Hallelujah. You got to trust God. And as we begin to trust God, we begin to let him transform us into the image and likeness of him. And it becomes less about work and more about being.
Whew.
Hallelujah. So here's what he says. He says, and he says, and they believed, and they had all things in common. And he says, and I dealt with that before, but, and they sold. Say they sold. Now this is what I can't get past. So whatever God's speaking to our hearts, we got to hear it so I can move on. God's speaking to our hearts here. And he says that you, he says they sold. Say they sold. So I want you to let that hit your hearts. They sold their possessions. So many times there's things that possess us and God says, I want you to sell them. Tell your neighbor, God wants you to let them go. God wants us to possess what he has and not let the things that have us possess us. So God was speaking and these people began to, they began to sell what they had. I mean, literally they were selling natural things, but there's something deeper for us to take hold of. That they weren't letting the things that once control them anymore. But they were trusting God and they were letting them go. Some of those things that seemed more important, some of the things that they valued. The farther I walk with God, there's been some things in my life that I valued before that I don't value the same anymore. See, because something begins to shift within me as I walk with God. The things, hallelujah, that I had a hard time with letting go before becomes less valuable to me and he becomes more valuable to me. So the things that I struggle with before becomes easier because my value for him begins to increase. But God won't take it. I got to give it. Hear me tonight. Hear me tonight. I got to release it. I got to let it go. I got to sell it. And he's saying, here I am. Give it to me. I want you to hear that tonight. That God's saying, give it to me. Whatever that thing might be. Whatever hurt it might be. Whatever pain. Whatever thing in your past. I hear God saying, give it to me. God wants you to sell it to him. God wants you to give it back to him. Give it to him. Because he paid a price for it at the cross. Everything that we go through in our lives, Jesus paid the price for that thing, hallelujah, that has possessed you, that's held on to you. God says, give it back. Amen? So here they were. He says, he's looking for a life. And then it goes on, it says, and they continuing daily. There's three things here. I think are four. One, two, three, four. Four things. And then I can start preaching. Help me tonight. Come on, amen. Listen, so they began to continue. Say continue. The more that I continue with God, the more I trust God.
Yes, sir.
It's when I stop. Tell your neighbor, don't stop. Don't stop. But I got to continue. And that's what these did. They began to continue daily. Daily. Come on, not just every once in a while, but I got to continue with him. When? Daily. Tell somebody every day. See, God is not content with you once a week. God's not just content. He wants more. Say he wants more. And God wants you to have more of him. Hear me tonight. That God wants you to have more of him. Less of you and more of him. I have a lot of things I possess that I gotta let go so that I can have more of him. Because every time I let go, God begins to let go. God begins to let go within me. God begins to let a little bit of more of him begin to be released in my life. Come on, amen. Into my life. And I begin to be transformed. Hallelujah. I begin to come up out of those things that I couldn't get past before. But I begin to be transformed. Hallelujah. I begin to get back up. I begin to come up a little bit higher my reality of what I think's truth begins to change. Even the way that I began to look at myself. All right, help me tonight. And so we got to continue. Say continue. And he says, and they were breaking bread. Say breaking bread. I want you to hear this tonight. Come on, amen. As I begin to read this, that breaking bread is meant to be shared. Breaking bread is meant to be shared. See, I want you to know and hear this, that Jesus gave us this example of himself, that tonight we're going to partake of communion. It's breaking of bread. He shared who he was with who we are. See, now that I can receive what he is, who he is, by what I partake of him. And we begin to partake. So it's not just, it's meant to be shared, that not only is he sharing his life, but I begin to share my life with him. Every insecurity, come on. Every failure, every hurt, come on. He wants them all, come on. He does not want you to hold them back. He wants you to give them all. Every mistake, everything that you've been through, all the sins of the past, no matter what it is, God wants you to give it to him. He wants you to share him all that you got. He wants you to share everything. Amen? So, he says, and the other thing is singleness of heart. And that is a soul devotion. Singleness of heart in my worship. Soul devotion. Listen, I want you to hear me tonight. Listen, I believe that this is, I preach a victorious people in a victorious church. Yes, sir. We're not weak. Right. Tell someone we're mighty. Come on, I will not, hallelujah, I won't settle for us being less than what God called us to be, hallelujah. And God wants us to be solely devoted to him. God wants all my worship, hallelujah. Yeah, champion. Come on. I thought he told me my zipper is down. I was like, thank you, but now... So solely, God wants us to have everything. So I worship that God's looking. He's looking for all my worship. That I worship God in spirit and in truth. Come on, everything. Hallelujah. Even some of the things that I hold back, God says, give it to me. Come on, release your worship. Because we worship not just God sometimes, that we begin to worship other images. Come on, every one of us have been that way. Every one of us have fallen short, that we've missed the mark, and we worship things outside of who he is. We've accepted things outside of who he is in our lives. And God wants all of our worship. He does not want to share any bit of that worship. But God wants us to give it all. Devotion to him. Everything. Say everything. God wants all my worship. From the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. God desires my worship. My soul devotion. I worship you and none other. And God's helping us. He's transforming us into worshipers that are solely devoted to him. Amen? So it says in the, I wrote this down. My worship speaks to me is what I give my attention to. What do I pay attention to? What has my attention? See, God wants all my attention. And sometimes I give my attention to other things besides Him. And God wants all my attention. Say everything. He wants your focus. And it says, and then He added, say He added. He added daily to the church. I want you to hear the know that God added. Say He added. Sometimes the church has tried to add it on their own. Sometimes we try to add people to our church by whatever, it's a fancy worship. And nothing wrong with that or lights or this or that. But I want you to know that, listen, I'm not about adding people. But the one thing I need to do, our worship's about adding Him. Come on, amen. That He's in my worship. Come on, amen. That's the most important thing, is if God is in the midst of my worship. Hallelujah. Amen. And if that's the case, if I be lifted up, all men will come. Amen. So it's going to be a God worship. So here's the thing. Listen, so He added. I want you to know that, listen, it isn't about me adding. I cannot add in my life. I don't just add God. Hear me, Ty. Hear me. He adds. I don't just add my wife to my life. I had Kristen and we just added her on. Fortunately, I'm not complaining. I had to get up at 3:30 in the morning this morning and drive you to work. I'm not saying anything about that. There is a bus. But listen, sister, so it is, it's not adding God. It's not, well, I'm going to do this and then I'm going to add God to my morning or just this moment. No, man. See, God wants to be added to you daily. God wants to begin to fill you up into overflowing. He wants to pour more of Himself into you so there's less of you. All those things that have tried to break you, all those things that have tried to defeat you, He wants to pour more of Himself, hallelujah, so you begin to overflow Him and not you. Come on, amen. I don't need to add me. Randy, could you show that? This graphic. Is that what they call this pie chart? We're learning. Come on, amen. So listen, I want you to see this. This is my life. Sometimes I feel like this right here, sometimes we're like this, that blue is my life. Say my life. And I add God to my life. See that little piece? I want you to hear this and know that, listen, that cannot, hallelujah, God wants me to go beyond that mark. God wants to add to me every day, that all of a sudden the blue becomes God, hallelujah, and the orange becomes me, hallelujah, and there becomes less, and all of a sudden you begin to see more God and less me, hallelujah, and all those things I struggled before, hallelujah, God begins to get over them, God begins to get around them, God begins to get under them, God begins to get over them, God begins to get all over whatever that might be, hallelujah. I began to let God add Himself to me. But I got to choose it. I got to say yes to God, that the kingdom of God is expanded in my life. We've been talking about the kingdom of God, and the kingdom of God is the reality of the King. It's the reality of the King. It's the King's realm. And God wants to operate His kingdom in my life. God wants that blue to be His kingdom, hallelujah, to have His realm, hallelujah, affect my world. Amen? So here we go. All right, now you ready? Say one thing. And here's where we are. This is Acts 18. Let me get a drink. Acts 18. Acts 18, it says this, this is 18:18. And we've been talking about this, and this is Jesus was trying to get in to this man's life. He just didn't want to be added to, hallelujah, but he wanted to add to. Because he was missing something. The most important thing. I want you to get this and understand, when I say the one thing, he is that one thing that we need. He is that one thing. I don't need nothing else but Jesus, hallelujah. And he begins to multiply. I need him. He is that one thing. And he told that rich young ruler, he says, one thing. Sell what you have. Say, sell it. See, he told him, he says, sell what you have and take what I have. One thing. Sell what you got and take what I have. Hear me tonight, hear me. That there begins to be a choose me. I want you to see, and so I'm here to tell you tonight, God loves us. He's patient with us. He's merciful to us. God wants us to experience everything, all of him, every bit of it. All of his mercy, all of his grace, all of his love. He wants to pour it all out. And the only way I could do that is by letting go. Selling. Here's what I mean by that. Are you ready?
Come on.
That he doesn't want any competition in my heart. Say no competition.
No competition, Lord.
Listen, I'm not preaching at you. I'm preaching with you tonight. I'm preaching with you. Because every one of us has something that we hold back. Every one of us have something. If you say you don't, take this. But every one of us. But here's where the victory is. It's when I don't keep it, but I give it to him. It's when I begin to, hallelujah, walk in the anointing. Say the anointing. I begin to walk in the anointing that he's provided for me to walk. The life that he's presented to me in the spirit that I'm meant to walk in. Hallelujah. Nothing less. Hallelujah. Nothing less. Say nothing less. And this is that example that here's what Jesus says. He says, I want you to do this. And then it goes on. Oh, hang on. Let me get back here. He says, and he sell all that thou hast and distribute it unto the poor. Say to the poor. And thou shalt have treasures in heaven. Listen, see, I want you to hear this, that when he says in heaven, he is heaven. Come on, amen. It is in him. He is that one thing. And listen, I want you to know, I need all that God has now, not some other day. Hallelujah. I need it today. Tell someone I need it today. Jesus said this. He says the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. He said, the kingdom of God is within you. So when we receive Christ into our life, we receive the kingdom of God, the reality of God, and God wants it to expand it. So every time I say yes to God, it gets a little bit bigger. Hallelujah. It begins to overwhelm me. Hallelujah. It begins to go outside the box that I've accepted him to walk in and say, God, you need to get bigger. And I begin to let go of the things that I value. God says, I don't want no competition. I will not try to compete. God won't compete. He'll let me worship whatever I want to. He loves me. But God wants me to give it to him. Hear me tonight. Hear the word. Hallelujah. He wants me to give it to him. There it is. That's it. That's the life that God wants from us. Amen. Hallelujah. Say, that's it right there. He says, so sell it. He says, whatever competition is in my heart. Whatever competition that is, I need to sell it. And in Luke 14, it says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He says, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, to recover the sight of the blind, and to set liberty that which is bruised. Hear me real quick. God wants, hallelujah, all that he has to be preached out of my life into every area of my life. God wants the anointing that's within me, hallelujah, to preach to the poor places in my heart. To the broken places, preach the good news. Say good news. The message of what he did. God wants me to declare the good news in areas of my life. Come on, sometimes we let everything else speak in our lives. And God says, I have anointed you for you to speak, hallelujah, in your situations, in your surroundings, hallelujah, to release what is in you into those places. There's some places in me I need to preach that word, not just to those on the outside. I need to let that word speak to me, hallelujah, preach in my life to the poor places, to the broken places, to the places that are bruised. Come on, how many of you have ever been bruised? Come on, you know what I'm talking about? You get that bruise, hallelujah. That, listen, it looks bad, but it's even worse if you touch it. Come on. Sometimes you can't touch it. And that bruise is called a contusion. Sometimes people might give you a bruise. I accidentally bruise my wife sometimes. She bruises easily. I'm a strong guy, I don't mean, but I'll like grab her hand or something like that and, oh, you bruised me. Man, that sounds bad, man. I mean, sorry. Tell them. But she'll bruise because it's sensitive. Sometimes there's some areas in our life that we're sensitive and we bruise in our lives. And this means a contusion. And contusion to me speaks of confusion. Sometimes people will bruise you. Maybe it's been bruised by family members. Maybe you've been bruised by the church. Hallelujah. Maybe you've been bruised by a father or by a mother. And God says, hallelujah, I want to enter into that pain, into that bruise, into that confusion, and I want to heal you. I want to pour in the oil and the wine. I want to pour in all of me into every broken place, every poor place, every hurt place, wherever that might be. I want to pour all of me into those areas. I will not let you worship your brokenness. I will not let you worship your pain. I will not let you worship your addiction. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. This is my girl, she's into that. But I need to preach Christ. Say, preach Christ. I need to preach Christ. I need the one thing, it's him. I need the one thing, it's Jesus. Say, it's Jesus. Come on, check this out. I began to think about one thing. Let's look at Luke 10:41. And he says, Luke 10:41, and this reminds me of how that I need to sell it. I need to let it go. I need to choose the one thing. So I began to think about the scriptures that say one thing. And it began to really speak to my heart because there was a woman, her name was Martha. And Martha is sometimes like every one of us. Sometimes we get so overwhelmed, with all the things that are going around, all the things that we think are so busy. Come on, everything that we think is so important, all these different things. And by the time we realize, we become exhausted and wore out and tired. And it says, and Jesus answered her, and he said, Martha, Martha, thou art careful. You are careful and troubled about many things. Sometimes there's so many things that begin to overwhelm us. But Jesus said this. 42. But one thing, say one thing. One thing is needful. One thing. You take care of all these things, but I want you to know the answer is in the one thing. Come on, there's so many things that I let rule my life that I feel like are so important in my life. But God says, make me the most important thing. Hallelujah. Make me first. Hallelujah. Make me let me be the most valuable thing that you value in your life. He says, and he says that she has chosen that good part, me, which shall not be taken away. away. It will not rust. It will not fade. It will not fail me. Never fails me. Then I begin to think about the woman at Zarephath. It was that woman that is kind of similar to every one of us, that sometimes we feel like we might feel that there's no hope. Have you ever felt that way? Come on. You ever felt like maybe there's no hope in a situation? There's been situation in my life that I'm confronted. Hallelujah. And it feels dark. It feels empty. It feels like it's a hard situation. And I'm not sure how to get through this thing. But I want you to know, it was this Zarephath woman, hallelujah, that was facing starvation, that all those around her, come on, those people that went on, they were dying. There was dead bodies all around. And God was sent this man to her. And while she was there, it was her last day. Say last day. Because what she had was enough for her to feed me for one day. See, I want you to hear me tonight real quick. God does not want me to live just with enough.
Yes, sir.
But he wants me to live with more than enough. And he challenges the lack, say lack, in my life. That I can begin to take hold of the abundance. Hear me. See, God does not want you to depend on lack, on the least. But God wants you to have overflow. He wants to release, he wants you to experience his goodness, his mercy, his gentleness, his kindness, his righteousness. I want you to know that God tells us that we're supposed to live that way. I'm here to tell you, God's not a liar. That's who he is. He wants you to experience that. Because if you don't experience that, the others around you won't. So here it was. See, this woman's child would have died. But he said to her, he says, woman, he says, she says, well, I'm going to cook this and I'm going to die. He goes, okay, but first, say, but first. Make me a cake. Try it. Put me first. It might seem hard, but I want you to trust me. Sometimes it's the hardest thing sometimes for us to trust God, to put him beyond what I've known and trusted. But God says, give it to me. And when she did, it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy. But when she did, she began to experience the overflow of God. God would have still loved her. Hear me tonight. God would have still loved her if she wouldn't have gave it. But I wouldn't have known, I would not have had a testimony. She would not have had a testimony of God's faithfulness. God doesn't want to force it on us, but God wants us to receive it. I receive this. From the moment, hallelujah, I believe I receive Christ in my life. He does not force himself. He does not take residence up. He does not occupy without me receiving. Neither does God expand to places in my life that I'm not ready for him to touch. But I say, come, Lord. Come. I need God to touch every area, every place of my life. Are you ready? Come on, let's get ready here. I'm going to finish here. So he had more than enough. In Philippians, the last one is this in Philippians. Philippians 3, I believe. Are you good?
Yes, sir.
So here it is. Summer's coming, guys. Come on. Philippians. Philippians 3:12, it says, and not as though I've already attained. This gives me hope. I can look at Paul like sometimes I feel in my life, because as I keep on walking with God, I begin realizing that there's some things that I depend upon more than God. I got to keep on walking. And only by me walking with him can I begin to see. The more that I walk with God. So as I begin to walk with God, hallelujah. So he says this. He says, I'm not perfect, But already, I am perfect in my spirit. That's, just remember that. But in my soul, my body, I'm being saved. Continue. God's working it out in my life. He says, but I follow after. Come on, amen. It's not that I've already apprehended. It's not that I've already attained. He says, but I follow after that I may apprehend. Say, I might take it. Help me real quick. That I might take it. Say, take it. See, I follow after so that I can apprehend that I can take it, all that he has. See, he wants me to apprehend all that I've been apprehended for. There's some things in your life that you've dealt with that God, that you're dealing with, come on, that you're afraid to let go, that he's already dealt with it on the cross, hallelujah. He's already overcome it, hallelujah. So he's going to work it out with me so that I begin to take hold of, I begin to apprehend all that which I've been apprehended for. Yeah. Say, take it all. So he said this, he says, which I am apprehended of Christ. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing. That's a good point right there. Come on. This one thing. Say this one thing. This one thing I do. He says, forgetting those things which are behind. He says, and reaching forth unto those things that which are before me. I press towards the mark. Say the mark. The image. His image. I press towards the mark of the image of his high calling. Listen, do you know what happens? You know what we do sometimes is whenever we begin to let our lives be less than having God in life, in that graph that we showed there, come on, is I miss the mark. I miss his image and his likeness. Whenever I begin to take hold of myself and not God, whenever I begin to let myself have the answers, whenever I let myself out in situations, whether it be fear, whether it be anger, whatever that might be, hallelujah, that's what I can't do. But I press towards the mark. See, that's what sin is. Sin is missing the mark. It's missing the image of his likeness. Settling for less than his image. So he says, but I press to the mark of the prize of the high calling. That word prize, and there's more to this, but I'm not going to get it. It means bounty. It means spoil and plunder. I want you to hear this and know that it was at the cross that he plundered the enemy. Everything that he stole from you. Everything that he's done to you. Everything the enemy has stolen. Everything the enemy has taken. Jesus spoiled the enemy. Say, he spoiled the enemy. So he says, and of the high calling, he says, of the prize. He says, for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. He spoiled the enemy. The prize, the spoil. I need to apprehend what he got for my life. Amen? Amen. I don't want to miss. I need to put on Christ. And we could go on and we could look. That you know God tells us to put on. Say put on. The full armor of Christ. Say everything. Sometimes I hold back. But I'm supposed to put on truth. His truth of me. Listen, when I'm putting on the armor, I'm putting on Christ. I'm putting on his righteousness. I'm putting on his peace. Say his peace. His peace. I put on his peace. Come on, I put on his righteousness. I put on his, the good news. What else? What are they? I'm sorry. I put on his salvation. I take hold of his salvation, what he got for me, his righteousness, his peace. I take hold of his faith for my situations. Not my faith. My faith is weak, but I put on his faith. Come on. I take hold of his word. My word fails me. My word's not good enough. Come on. My word, my fleshly word speaks to my poorness and my brokenness, but God's word speaks, hallelujah, victory into my life. It speaks life. I need not to add my words. I need to add his words. I need to add what he has. Take hold of it. Let him add to my life. Yes, sir. Come on. Praise him. Come on. I want you to get ready. He is my truth. I can't go by my truth. My truth lies to me. My truth tells me by everything it causes me to conform to the way things are around me. That's my reality. But God says, I want my reality, your reality, to be my reality, my truth. I don't want you to take hold of your peace. I want you to have my peace. Peace that passes all understanding. Amen? He says, we need to make space for everything. I need to cast down any other image that's not like him. Psalms 27:4, it says that David said this, one thing I desire. One thing I desire, that I want, that I might worship in the house of the Lord forever. I want you to hear what this is saying. He's saying, I wrote this down because this is what this declares. He's saying this. He says, I want above all else, say above all else, above every moment, in every moment, in every moment, in every moment, I need to let God speak in my life. I need to let him add to my situation. I need him to multiply me. I need to let his words speak into the moment that I'm in right now in my life. I need to let his truth affect my life. See, the way that we deal with problems in our life, the way that we deal with situations doesn't work. My answers don't work. Come on, the way that I deal with my problems doesn't work. You know how we deal with problems? We compromise. We run from situations that might be hurtful and painful. We run from them. We evade situations. Things that we know that we got to deal with, we evade them. Come on, when things come my way, when tribulation I face, guess what I do? I try to escape it. But I'm here to tell you that we can look. The Bible says that he told them this, that rich young ruler. He said, I know this is hard, but sell it to me, give it to me, and follow me. Here's the key. You ready? Here's the key. He says, because with God, all things are possible. He says this, I know it's hard, but here's what I'm going to do with you. Come on. Here's what I'm going to do with you. I'm going to take you by the hand. Hallelujah. And we're not going to walk around it. Hallelujah. We're not going to walk in others, but we're going to walk through the valley of your problem. We're going to walk through these situations. We're going to get through it. Say, get through it. Come on. We're going to get through that. You might be fearful, but God's not fearful. Hallelujah. I might be fearful, but God's not fearful. He's got peace for all of us. He's got the strength for every one of us. God doesn't evade it. But here's what happens when that pain comes my way, which it does. God said this, in the midst of the fiery furnace, those boys didn't compromise. To the face of conflict. But Jesus showed them. He walked in the fire with them. I got your back. I got your back. It becomes a story. Come on, amen. Would you stand to your feet? Come on, Kelly. Listen. You got that? I want you to pay attention. I want you to check this out. I know you are, but listen, I want you to see this. You ready? Sometimes it's hard to let things go. And it's like that little child. I remember I had a story told to me that there was a little girl and her mom took her to the grocery store. You remember on the counters, there was that grocery store and you always seen those packages and it was like the pearls. Come on. The pearls that were, they were the cheap ones. They were $1.49. Come on. Do you ever see them? See, and mama bought them for her, and she loved them, she cherished them, she held on to them, they meant everything to her. But one day, daddy came home, and he said, baby, before he put her to bed, he says, baby, he said, give me the pearls. Baby, come on, I love you, give me your pearls. And she says, daddy, I love you, but I want my pearls. He says, okay, baby, I love you. And kissed her, she went to bed. The next night he came back and the same question. I want you to know this is your God. This is what God does. There's some things that you think are valuable, but listen, I want you to know they're cheap and they're imitations. And he says, give it to me, honey. I love you. I want you to give me, trust me, honey. Trust me. You won't see it now, but give me them. And she offered to her best teddy bear. He said, baby, you keep it. I love you. But the next day, baby girl, he says, give me those pearls. Would you give them to me? I love you. Can I have them? She was, daddy, I love them so much, but I love you more. And as she gave him the $1.49 cheap imitations, he took out of his pocket the real pearls. Come on, the real pearls that were costly, that were valuable. And he says, here, baby. He says, this is yours. And she took hold of that in her life. You know, that's what we do. Come on. That's what we need to do. We need to receive all that he has. We need to stop taking hold of cheap imitations things. And we need to stick with the best. He's my righteousness. He's my peace. He's my truth. He's all that I need. Nothing else. He's the one thing. The one thing. He's everything. So tonight, the one who gave everything so that you can have everything, he didn't hold back. Tell your neighbor, he didn't hold back. So that you can have everything, not cheap imitation, something that would rust or fade away. He gave you something that's eternal, that never dies. He gave you himself. We experience this communion. We begin to experience his life that he gave. Take it tonight. Grab hold of it. Get your communion. As you begin to take it, get the bread. Hallelujah. Hold it up. Hallelujah. Because this is his body that was broken. Say it was broken. It was broken for me. Hallelujah. And God wants me, hallelujah, to release what I have to him. In my brokenness, God heals me. Come on now. In my brokenness, I accept and say, God, I need healed. I need you to touch me. And out of this right here, his body, I am healed. I am whole. I'm made righteous. It's through that. So as we do this by faith, we take hold of all that he has for my life. All that he is for all that I have. Hallelujah. This is his body. Receive this in the name of the Lord. This, hallelujah. This is his blood. This is his redemption. Hallelujah. Listen, this is the declaration of victory. Hallelujah. This is victory. Hallelujah. He shed his blood that all those things, hallelujah, that tried to defeat you and kill you and take your life, hallelujah, has no more sting no more, has no more victory. Hallelujah. But by his life, I live eternally. So we receive this in the name of Jesus Christ. Take hold of his blood. Lord, Father, close your eyes. Let our position be in him. Father God, I pray to God, Lord, that here tonight, of those online, those that are here tonight, that God, Lord, that you're speaking to those places in our heart that we, that you desire for us to sell, to let go, hallelujah, that you can have all of it, hallelujah, that you can have every piece, every part of us, every brokenness, every dark place, hallelujah. You want to invade every area, but it's in my yes, hallelujah. So tonight, God, I say yes, God. I say take hold of me, God. Every place, God, every area that I've hidden, every area that I'm weak, God, I say yes to your strength, God. I say yes to your peace. I say yes to your might, God, in Jesus' name. I receive it in Jesus' name. Come on, let's sing that last part one more time.
There is no one like you. There is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder and show me who you are and fill me with your love and lead me in your love and those so there is sun beside you. Open up my eyes and wonder.
Show me, God.
Show me.
thank you, God. I thank you for those that are washed tonight. God, Lord, I pray tonight that anybody here tonight, anyone here tonight that spoke to your heart, and whatever that might be, whatever you need to surrender, you feel that in your heart, whether you did it in your seat or you feel like you weren't prayed for, we're up here tonight. Hallelujah. We're here tonight. We want to pray with you. Amen. So we just declare this together that in Jesus, come on, in this house, we declare that we are God's knocking. Open up and let him in. Amen.